Think Rhode Island. Think Rhode Island. Because Gary talked about, the governor announced plans to raise income, and by the way, corporate income, as well as personal income, taxes by 50%. Second paragraph, in the last decade, 736,000 more Americans have left Illinois. Every time I say this, when I say Illinois or anything, think Rhode Island. The increase will mean 50% higher taxes for nearly every small business, subchapter S company, and corporation in the state, as well as all the individuals. So this paragraph. This is a state that does almost everything wrong economically. It is not a right-to-work state and is thus heavily unionized, repelling new business investment. It has the fifth highest minimum wage among the states, we're near the top, the fifth most trial lawyer-friendly legal code, we're even friendlier. The sixth highest workers' compensation costs, we're higher, and the 11th highest property taxes, are we higher? Yeah. It has one of the highest inheritance taxes, Gary just said. So retirees flee to states with no death tax, such as Florida and Arizona. A rare, this is the plus, okay, a rare Illinois advantage it has been its relatively low income tax rate. Has been. But will shrink and vanish under the governor's increases. Last paragraph. Read the whole thing. I'm going to read the whole thing quick. Think Rhode Island. For 6 years, Democrats have held virtually every statewide elected office in Illinois. They control both chambers of the legislature. In the Senate, they have a veto-proof majority. Think Rhode Island. They can raise taxes as they please and probably will pass the governor's plan to repudiate his campaign promises. By the way, he ran saying no new taxes. Right. We'd like to think Illinois voters deserve better. But then again, they keep reelecting this crowd. Hello, Vero Beach.